People stood and danced shoulder to shoulder a few weeks ago when the tribute band Steely Dead played inside Asheville Music Hall. Evenings like this are playing out all over the region with the reemergence of live music, outdoors and indoors, amid evolving COVID-19 restrictions. Venues have adopted their own safety protocols on top of local requirements and those required by the artists, affecting audiences, backstage crew, and event staff. Still, behind the scenes, venue managers are sweating it out.
Our biggest lesson learned here is being mask police with 2,000 people in a big open crowd is really, really hard.
Chris Coral of Harris Cherokee Center was among a half dozen venue managers and directors in a recent online town hall hosted by the Asheville Area Arts Council. Forum speakers reported a range of concerning realities. Among them, many touring artists are postponing or canceling appearances. About a quarter of people who purchased tickets in advance are asking for refunds, and another 25 to 30% simply aren't showing up, further cutting into food and drink sales.
Scheduling-wise, we're canceling more than we're adding at the moment. We lost three international acts because they couldn't get here for this year that I'll push to 2022. We lost six shows that didn't want to comply with our venue policies, which I thought were interesting. And we've lost five or six shows at this point that canceled with COVID as the reason, but ticketing really was the problem. The ticket sales just flatlined back at the start of August and nothing's really picked up yet.
Venue operators encourage anyone thinking of attending a show to check the event website even hours before the scheduled start to see the latest protocols and check for late cancellations. I'm Matt Pikin, BPR News.